From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. The FBI says it has foiled a terrorist plot to attack John F. Kennedy Airport in New York. Authorities have arrested three men and are seeking a fourth suspect. It's the second report of a homegrown terrorism plot disrupted in this country in the last month. NPR's FBI correspondent Dina Temple-Raston is here with the details. Dina, what was this plot?
Well, the FBI complaint alleges that four men, Russell DeFrutis, Abdul Qadir, Karim Ibrahim, and Abdul Noor all wanted to attack JFK by planting explosives around fuel tanks and a pipeline there. What worried investigators about this plot was it had an international flavor. The group allegedly had tapped into an international network of Muslim extremists from the United States, Guyana, and Trinidad. The FBI even says that they presented this plan to the senior leadership of this extremist group called Jamiat al-Muslim, or JAM. And they were actually responsible for a bloody coup attempt in Trinidad in 1990.
According to the FBI, how close were they to actually carrying out this plan?
Not all that close. The FBI has been really quick to say that there was never any danger to the airport or the neighborhood around the airport because they had infiltrated this group when the plan was first hatched. One of the men actually recruited a man who was an FBI informant. So that gave them someone on the inside basically from the beginning. And also, the group didn't have the explosive they needed to carry out the attack. They'd done a lot of surveillance, but they really didn't have the tools they needed to go through it, although one FBI agent told me that they were very determined and very methodical as they started setting up the plan.
How much is known about these suspects?
We don't know an awful lot. We know they were Muslim. We know one, Russell DeFrutis, was an American citizen from Brooklyn, and he'd worked at JFK, apparently in their cargo area. Abdul Qadir was a citizen of Guyana and had actually been a mayor and a parliamentarian there. And his connections were one of the things that really worried FBI investigators. Karim Ibrahim was a citizen of Trinidad and is in custody there. And then this fourth defendant, Abdul Noor, is also in Guyana, but he's still at large.
Dina, is there any link between this alleged plot and the one announced last month involving men from New Jersey who were suspected of planning an attack on Fort Dix?
No, there's no link. But what they have in common is that they're both homegrown terrorism groups, and this is a sort of new phenomenon. One of my law enforcement sources called this group Fort Dix Light. And you'll recall that last month the FBI arrested those men for allegedly planning an attack against Fort Dix soldiers. And that group was largely made up of Albanian brothers and their friends. And they'd actually purchased guns to attack the base. And the FBI had again infiltrated a group ahead of time and had been tracking their movements. This latest alleged plot is different because the men did not buy weapons or explosives they needed to carry out the attack. And then there's this very specific foreign component, not Al-Qaeda, but foreign, and it's connected to Guyana. And this Caribbean connection is really new to the FBI, and this is something that they'll be looking at in the coming days.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston, thank you.
My pleasure.